guess we'll continue in discussing some sugyas and shmita. So I want to talk about tonight is the issue of potted plants in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. So you know that in Halacha there's an atzitz nakov and atzitz sheino nakov. You have a plant that has a hole in the bottom, a plant that doesn't have a hole in the bottom of the pot. And the question is, how does that relate to Shemitah? So the bekitzer, an atzitz nakov means that the potted plant has a hole in the bottom and it's considered like the karka, like the land in all areas of the Torah. And an atzitz sheino nakov is not considered like the land according to the Torah. However, midrabanan, they establish that it should be treated like an atzitz nakov, that we treat a pot without a hole as if it has it's part of the land. And this has, we see this in the Mishnah in Demai, and the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser, and Hilchos Shumos, that the atzitz nakov, that if you have a pot that has a hole in it, it's like the land, and it's chay min haTorah and Shumos and Meiser and all of those things. And if it's eino nakov, if it doesn't have a hole, so then it's not like the land, and it's chayv only midirabanan in Shumas and Maisos and the like. And this obviously is going to have implications for what you can use to be mafresh Shumas and Maisos for. Can you cover this with this, A with B, if it's darabanan, daraisa? So there are essentially four other areas in halacha where it comes up. The first is in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Shabbos Sarihei and the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Vav and the Mishnah Berurah there say that if I pluck something from an atzitz nakov on Shabbos, that it has a hole in the potted plant, so then you're chayv midaraisa for kotzer, for taking something on Shabbos. The potted plant is considered mechubar lakarka, and taking nutrients from the moisture of the ground through the hole in the potted plant. And if I pluck from an atzitz sheino nakov, then and there's no hole, then it's pater min haTorah, but you're chayv midaraban. So again, daraisa daraban. The other place is regarding klayim. The Gemara Menachos and the Rambam Hilchos Klayim in two places says that a person who plants klayim in an atzitz nakov, I mean, I take two different species and I put them in a pot that has a hole in the bottom, so you're chayv midaraisa for planting klayim, and if you plant klayim in an atzitz sheino nakov without a hole, so it's mutter min haTorah to do such a thing, but it's also midrabanan and you would get malchus. The next area where we see it again is in Hilchos Orla. So the Chazon Ish says that if you plant a fruit tree in an atzitz sheino nakov, in a potted plant without a hole, you're chayev orla midirabanan. And the Radbaz says they made a gzera of eino nakov atzitz nakov, meaning if I plant in a pot that doesn't have a hole, maybe it might become to be that I'll plant in a pot that has a hole as well, and I would have to treat it as orla. And the last is obviously for us is regarding Shemitah. So the Torah says that there's a mitzvah essay of Vishavsa Aretz Shabbos Lashem, the land should rest, and there's a mitzvah losa say of Sadcha lo Sizra v'charmacha lo Sizmar, that you can't harvest the land. So we see that the Pesukim referred to Haaretz or Sadcha, the actual land, and therefore in HaTorah there's only a mitzvah related to Atzitz Nakov, that there's a hole that it's actually touching the karka. And there's no mitzvah of Shemitah at all for Atzitz Sheino Nakov. If I have a potted plant with no hole in the bottom, it should be 100% mutter according to the Torah to do whatever I want to that. So, right, they have these, you can grow like herbs in your house and all types of different things. So there's nothing in the Mishnah, there's nothing in the Gemara which says that the Rabbanan made a gzera of atzitz sheino nakov by Shemitah. There's nowhere anywhere in Shas that says that I can't use a potted plant without a hole, maybe because it might be a problem with Shemitah. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shumas in Perek Aleph, and the Ramban, and the Rashban Shabbos, and that Gemara in Sarihei, and most Rishonim, and also in the Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin, all understand that Shvius, that for Shemitah, the rabbis made a gzera on atzitz sheino nakov, like atzitz nakov. So, even though we don't have anywhere in Shas that says it, but all the Rishonim understand that we treat a potted plant without a hole as a Shemitah midirabanan. So, the Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Shvius in Perachav Beis and in Perachav Vav that you cannot prove that just because in the area of Trumas and Maestros and Klayim, we treat atzitz sheino nakov like a nakov. That if it doesn't have a hole, we treat it like it has a hole. And therefore, the rabbis said there's a mitzvah of Shemitah on atzitz sheino nakov if there's no hole. Perhaps Chazal were lenient for Shemitah because of Chai Nefesh. People need to make parnassus, people need to feed themselves. Why would you assume that Chazal Machmir says the Chazon Ish? She doesn't understand any of the Rishonim. Why would they assume that if I can grow wonderful food in a potted plant without a hole, why would I be constricted by the laws of Shemitah? And he says that from the Radbaz in Hilchos Shemitah in Perek Aleph, it seems that Eino Nakav would be only is only Asur Midrabanan anyway, but there's still no source in Shas. So the Chazaner says that nevertheless, even though there's no source anywhere in Shas, he says we cannot be lenient for Shemitah on an Asur Shein Nakav if there's no hole in the potted plant, and even if the pot is made of metal, because the Pashtus is that Midrabanan, we observe Shemitah on an Eino Nakav if there's no hole, just like we would if there was a hole in the plant. So this is all very nice, and this is all a beautiful intellectual exercise in how we understand whether the potted plant has a hole or not hole, but what's the difference for us? So the answer, says the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz in Perek Vav, is that we observe Shemitah even for plants that grow in pots, and we should not do any malachas asuras on them. So if you have a potted plant, a vegetable in a potted plant, whatever it may be, we observe Shemitah, you can't do anything asur. The Atzis Nakov has a hole, and therefore it's asur min haTorah to work it, just like the land. And we're lenient to water it, though, because by its very nature, it's not connected to a water source. And if you don't water it, it's going to die. And therefore, if you see, says the Mishpatei Aretz, that the top of the soil of a potted plant is dry, you may water it. Okay? And that's a big kula to know, that you can water a potted plant. For an atzitz she'eino nakav, if there's no hole in it, it's chayv shmias midrabanan, and there's even more room to be lenient about watering it. But this is an important kula. If you have a potted plant, and there's a hole in it, and it's not directly connected to the ground, so then we're lenient to water it if you see the top of the soil, has begun to dry. And that's going to be a big nafkamina for how we can save such a plant so it doesn't die. So the next question is, what's the geder of nakav? How do I decide if it's, you'll tell me, well, obviously if it has a hole, so then it's atzitz nakav. And if it doesn't have a hole, then it's eino nakav. So there are four opinions in the Rishonim regarding what material counts as atzitz nakav and what's considered a hole, because the material will in fact take nutrients through the ground. This is laid out by the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Bikur and Perek Beis, but really the best summary is in the Derech Amunah. I don't have the sefer over here. The Derech Amunah of Rechaim Kanievsky and Hilchos Trumas in Perek Aleph in Halacha Chaf Hei. And there he summarizes the whole thing. And he says that according to Rashi in Gittin and Tosis there as well, quotes Rashi, that a wooden pot, if I have a wooden container that's holding a plant, that is considered a nakuv, that there's a hole in it, if there's an actual hole in the bottom. Pottery, however, says Rashi, is considered nakuv, that there's a hole there, even if there's no actual hole, but the pot sits on the ground. The pottery, explains Rashi, is made from the earth, and the roots of the plants are able to take nutrients through the pottery, in through the ground, into the plant itself, even without a hole. So the Rash and Maseches Chal and Perek Beis explains that in a pot of pottery, the suction strength of the tree permeates. It's mifafea, and it passes through. It's able to pull up through the earthenware. And the Igle Tal, the Rebbe of Sukhachev, writes in the Melechas Kotzer, that eventually the plant will be taken out of the pot and placed into the ground. And therefore it's considered mechubar mamish now, because it will ultimately end up there. It's a big chiddush. Even though it's not there right now, but since it will ultimately end up there, it's considered connected to the ground. The Chazanish argues, and he says, it has nothing to do with the future of the plant. We're not looking into the future here. He says, the earthenware is considered batel to the roots, it's considered as if it's not there, and the dirt, and therefore it's not chatzitzu at the ground. It's as if there's nothing there. Okay, that's sheet number one. Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosas and Gittin and Menachos, and other Rishonim say, the opposite of Rashi, they say, a pot of earthenware is only considered a nakov if there's an actual hole. But if it's made of wood, then it's considered a nakov all the time, as if there is a hole there. The wood retains more moisture than the earthenware, and the roots are therefore able to connect through the earth with the wooden plant. The third shita is another thing B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos that says that the earthenware pot needs an actual hole in order to be nakov, and a pot made from wood is never a nakov, even with a hole. A wooden planter is zero, it's not considered connected to the ground at all. And the fourth sheet is the Raivad. The Raivad and other Rishonim think that whether it's wood or whether it's earthenware, it doesn't matter, it always needs an actual hole. And the Chazanish writes in the Chashvias in Perech Avav that we should follow the Raivad, that anything that's wood or earthenware, it's not considered nakuv unless there's an actual hole, and this says the Chazanish, that's how we paskin. Now, all of this is regards plants, pots in which you put in seeds or grass or vegetables or things like that. However, if a pot holds a tree, then if the pot is earthenware, then it's considered nukuv, even though there's no actual hole. And if the pot is made of wood, then it needs a hole in order to be nukuv, because a tree has stronger roots, and the suction of the tree is much more powerful, and it can pull much more through that potted plant, even if there's nothing there. There were more machra by a tree. Now, the question you're asking is, what if the container is made from metal, or it's made from glass or hard plastic? Right? If you go to the flower stores nowadays, you're all going to come in plastic containers. So the Mishpatei Eretz writes in Paraches that this is like an utz made of wood. And in order for it to be considered nukav, you have to have an actual hole, like the Chazaner says. Rav Yosha felt that something growing in plastic should be considered nukav. Only with very thick plastic can one consider to be in a nukav. And Rav Ozan writes in the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Vav that you have to clarify that no nutrients pass through the plastic, we consider it in a nukav. So la maisa, a plastic flower pot, if there's holes in it, will be nukav, and if it's no holes, it will be in a nukav. Now, the Mishpatei Eretz says that anything that's perennial, with a hard, thick stem, is considered to be a tree in regards to these halachos, and only non-perennials with thin stems are considered to be like a yerek and not like a tree, and we would be more makel over there. Okay, the next question I have to discuss is, how big does the hole have to be? And where does the hole have to be? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shin Lamed Vav that if there's a hole on the bottom of the side of the pot, then it's considered nukav even if the hole is not opposite the ground. That's a very big chiddush, right? I have a potted plant, and there's a hole, but the hole's on the side. It's not even touching the ground. It's off the side of the plant going out into the air. The Chazanish in Hilchas Orla says that a hole on the side of the pot works because the vapor of the ground goes up and the plants inhale whatever nutrients are on the side. I'm not speaking as a horticulturist or an expert, but this is what the Chazanish says. And this is only when the hole is next to the seeds and not next to the leaves. I mean, it needs to be the hole that's up to the next to the dirt and the roots over there. So how big does the hole have to be? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Sadihei says that the hole of a kli cheres has five possible different measurements. And it talks about the ability to let moisture out, the ability to let moisture in, the hole is the size of a small root, the hole is big enough to let an olive out, or the hole is big enough to let a pomegranate out. It gives all five shittos there. So that's very confusing. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumos in Parakeh that a flower pot with a hole is considered connected to the earth. How large does the hole have to be for it to be considered connected to the earth? And he says large enough for a small root to pass through the hole. And then he says this is smaller than an olive. Okay, so he seems to be holding two shittos over there. A small root and smaller than an olive. So Rav Ozner writes in the Shevet Levi in Parakeh that this is a very obscure measurement. And we don't know what the exact size would be. He leaves us a tzarchi, and the Chazanish writes in Lechos Shmita that we don't know for sure, and therefore you need an opening at least where the liquid could freely flow from the hole in order to be considered nakov. Rechaim Kanievsky writes in the Derech Amuna in Perek Aleph that perhaps the size of olives and roots change over time, but nevertheless we have to measure according to our roots and olives nowadays. And he notes that in his Tzion Halacha there, the Chazanish told him that the hole needs to be 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters, which is nothing. That's like that's nothing. And the hole that allows the liquid to freely flow is certainly this size. So that seems to be, we want to be able that if I fit that water, we'd be able to come out and go in and out. The Yalkut Yosef, as I brought over here, the Rav Yitzchak Yosef writes in the Mitzvah Satzus Baris in Perek Talad, Ve'ikr lahakel bezeh, we can be makel ad shear 1 centimeter. Ve'ein sarach lahachmer pachos me 0.5 centimeters as dina ka'atitz nakav. So about 1 centimeter, 2 centimeters in diameter would be enough to make it considered. If it's that small, then you can start to be lenient. If it's bigger than that, you'd have to be machmer. The Minchas Yitzchak and Peraches, and the Chedushim of Biurim and Shemitah, and Rav Yashiv, and Rav Nissen Karelitz, and the Mishnah Yosef all write that the shear of Kedesh Sharash Katzin is very small, and therefore a pot that has a small hole that's 1 millimeter, that's 1 centimeter, should be considered a nukav, whether it's on the side or the bottom. Okay, and that's where we try to make sure that there's no holes at all. The last point is a fascinating Mishnah in Uksin that I brought for you. The Mishnah Uksin in Perek Beis, and we know that Uksin does not get a lot of playtime usually, but here, this is an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if there's a cucumber that was planted in an utzit shenanakam. So you have a cucumber plant that's growing in a potted plant that doesn't have a hole. It should normally be mekabel tuma, because it's not mechobar lekarka. The rule is, if something is mechobar lekarka, it can't become tame. If it's not mechobar lekarka, it's not attached to the ground, then it can become tame. However, says the Mishnah, if the leaves and the branches of the plant extend over the sides of the pot, and now they're above the ground, off the sides of the potted plant, meaning the leaves are hanging over the ground, there's ground underneath it, because it's going over the sides, then it's now considered mechobar lekarka. Wow. It's considered attached to the ground, even though it's not touching the ground, it's just hovering over the ground, and the entire plant is considered mechobar lekarka. So Rav Chaim Kanevsky writes in the Derech Amunah and Pilchas Shumas in Perek Aleph that the Chazoners felt that Atzitz Shenu Nakov, I have a potted plant with no holes in it, but it has roots that come out of the pot over the sides, or the branches over the sides, it's now considered mechobar lekarka because the roots are exposed, and doesn't make a difference if it's Zrayim or Seas, whatever it may be. And that's also an important Chumra as well. So, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make our potted plants that we may have outside in our gardens in Eretz Yisrael, we want them to be able to do what we want, that we don't want them to be Mechobar Lekark, we don't want them to be Chayv and Shemitah, we want to be able to water them when we can. So what can we do to downgrade them? So there's a beautiful Torah journal called Kol Mekadesh Shvias. That's a good name, right? Kol Mekadesh Shvias. So they write there that if you want to make sure that your potted plant is not nukav, according to all opinions, so you can be lenient when you need to be for Shemitah, you should do the following. First of all, no holes at all on the bottom or the sides. Number two, the branches and the leaves shouldn't go over the rim of the pot. Right? You have to make sure they stay inside the pot. Number three, the pot should be made of metal or a thick plastic. So then you're clear over there. And then this is a good thing to do as well. I don't have a diagram over here, but we can use this. If this is a potted plant, okay, let's do it. So, okay. If the wood here is the ground, and this is a potted plant, so what you should do is, you should take a piece of something like a plastic or a metal or like marble, something like that, and put all of your potted plants on top of it, okay? And therefore, you'll be sure that it's not mechobar lekarka in any way, because you put another thing there, and then make sure that the diameter of this area goes out far enough that even the branches of the plant are within the diameter of this piece of marble or stone or plastic that's underneath the potted plant. And then that's something you can do. But also they note that your pot shouldn't be so heavy that it can't be moved. Because if it's so heavy that it can't be moved, or it holds 40 seah, like the size of a mikvah, which is about 450 liters, so then it's considered mechobar lekarka as well. So don't make the potted plant too big. Put a giant piece of plastic or metal or marble underneath your potted plants, and then you're considered not mechobar lekarka, and it's ein nukav according to all shitas. Okay, there we go. That's the basics of a potted plant. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good night, and have a good Shabbos.